Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Midnight Margaritas. I'm Sky.
Hi, I'm Bada.
Indigo Warrior.
And we are talking about many different things as usual. Our conversation just started off before we hit the record button in regards to how America is Sue happy. How did we get on the subject?
I don't know. Something about banana peels.
Well, taking responsibility for your own actions.
Right, responsibility for your own actions.
You have to have a certain pride in yourself.
Oh, it's because we were talking about we can't just fight things out.
Right, you can't just have a good old brawl anymore, you know, and call it good and go your separate ways. Yeah. Clear the air and, you know, shake it off, shake hands afterwards, and okay, we're done with this. You got to get the courts involved. You got to get the lawyers involved. You got to get, you know, your money for it. And it's like disgusting. It's all about money, power, and greed.
Yeah. So the system has taken away your own actions for yourself, you like.
Well, I think that's a choice, uh-huh. Okay? That's a human choice. Do I want to be words aren't coming to me right now, but do I want integrity? Do I want to be, you know, an integral person and do the right thing? Or do I want to pretend to be someone else just to get a buck in my bank account? You know, I think that's...
Well, my analogy was that if there's a banana skin on a pavement, surely yourself will tell you do not stand in it because you could slip and hurt yourself. But there's people that will not step over it. They'll step on it so they can sue somebody for whoever threw the banana skin on the pavement.
Exactly. So, or the store that the banana peels in front of, you know. Oh, so you didn't clear your walkway.
To me, that shows you that people have lost this self-pride. I know pride comes before a fall. I understand that. But there is a certain amount of...
Well, integrity, I think. Yeah,
you've got to say to yourself, right, this could end badly. I could slip and fall and break my leg, right? What would you rather do? I think I'd rather step over the banana.
Yeah, but most people in the world right now would rather have the few thousands of dollars in their bank account.
That's nuts.
Money, greed, and power.
That's nuts.
And they probably never played Mario Kart before.
I was wondering when you were going to come out with something like that.
I can feel it in his brain.
We're both looking at you like,
the animations of Mario Kart going on around there. But it's just about having... pride in yourself, to be honest. I know everything's been stripped away, your freedom of speech, your liberty, but you still have to have a certain amount of pride in yourself, surely.
Well, you would think so, but I mean, look at all this evil that's going on. There's no sense of doing the right thing anymore, I don't think. It's like when you're, you know, in New York City, well, you know, years ago, and you see somebody committing a crime, you know, you see a woman being beaten and raped or whatever, and what do? Most people just turn and walk away.
Yeah,
they won't
want anything to do with it.
They won't have any part of it because they don't want to get
be a victim.
Yeah, they right.
At least it's not me mentality.
Well, I think it is. I think a lot of it is me mentality.
Well, no, at least it's not me mentality.
Well,
it's not me, so. Yeah. I don't want to get involved.
Yeah, I'm not really involved. I can block what I'm seeing out.
Right.
And just carry on with my...
Cowardly.
Definitely.
And the world has become cowardly.
Yes.
Yeah, look at America right now. Yeah,
well, not just
whatever.
All over the world has become cowardly.
I agree with that, but I also think there's millions of people waking up right now and standing up.
Yeah.
You know, like we talked about this earlier, that we see, you know, videos around the world right now of... people, you know, protesting against what's going on and trying to make a difference and, you know, stepping out. And the police brutality is crazy in Britain. I mean, they're like literally they're targeting the weak, either the old
and the vulnerable,
or the young and, you know, frail.
Yeah, because you see in a lot of, back in Britain, you see a lot of them in parks, areas. And they don't seem to go for the...
No, they don't go for the guys in the crowd that are, you know...
They go for a young girl.
Like a 17-year-old girl.
The police officer tasered a 10-year-old.
That's right. Oh, my God, I forgot about that. tasered
50,000
a 10-year-old girl. She had a hammer in her hand. She was mad at her parents.
Wow.
And the police got, called, came along, and he looked like a brute.
He was big. He was like...
And he had a shaved head. Yep. You know, he looked like, no better word of a neo-Nazi, if you like. Yep. I don't mean to stigmatize it.
No, but, it's true.
Fired a taser at her. You think he could take the hammer off her quite easily.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it was disgusting.
The police have changed as well. The police have changed, and that's been happening for decades now. There's no sense of, they're here to protect us. They're here to be ruthless.
Right.
They're here to meet targets. Whereas before, I remember the police back in the 70s and 80s in Scotland, if they seen you that you were drunk, they'd come into the pub and they'd say, listen, we'll take you home, you don't need to drive. Whereas now they'd just be... They would wait for you to go into your car. And then
yeah, now they literally, they watch and stalk. And, yeah.
Whereas back in the day, they would have taken you home.
Yep.
But now it's all about targets.
Yep.
It's all about getting higher up the ladder, if you like. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty sad to see, but that's part of the society that's come along. You
know? Yeah.
But that fellow should have been able to take a hammer off the young girl.
You would think so.
You know, she's only a wee bitty thing.
Yeah.
He said he zaps her with 50,000 volts of electricity. Wow, what a man you are.
Right.
You know? I mean, that could have killed the lassie.
Yeah, I mean, if she's not heavy enough, you know, it's like a certain body mass.
There's amps in the mm-hmm. volts. See, so, mm-hmm. so it doesn't really matter how many volts you can have. A million volts, that won't kill you.
Really?
But it's the ampage.
Really?
It's the ampage. The ampage fluctuates within the volts. And that's what kills you.
So if somebody gets struck by lightning,
how do they survive?
I know somebody who was like a conductor. Every time there was a lightning storm, he would get struck. He had been, when I knew him, this was like, you know, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago. He had actually been hit by lightning 4 times.
Yeah, scared to death of it. How that works. It's like people that get struck by lightning are like repeat victims.
Usually if they survive it, yeah.
It's weird.
But I also know of, you know, victims that have been hit once and, like, literally split in half. So, bless you.
Well, thank you.
Bless you. Yeah, you're a bit full of the... Spring is in the air. Yeah. That's what's wrong. You're going to start to get the pollination in the nostrils. I hope that's what it is. I hope you weren't doing stuff
in the nostrils.
I shouldn't have sneezed on recording. I don't want them to force quarantine me. And
oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You'll have to stay down here for 14 days.
Yeah,
that's it. You're done. So.
Yeah. We'll give you some bread and milk and water. Yeah.
We'll you're stuck in the studio.
Door. We'll put it under the door.
Wait, sure that means we can't go out either.
Well, we don't anyway.
True.
How much beer do we have?
Not enough.
Not enough.
Yeah. Not enough. You can always do for more.
True.
But that's in a Scottish perspective, you know. That's not entirely an American perspective. Everybody in America is very social when they drink. Not the Scots and the Irish. Well, they did say...
I don't know about that. I know...
When the Europeans came over to America... And they,
oh, look, you're coughing now. It's like, wait a minute.
Wow, it's catching, it's spreading.
It's contagious. Wait, what variant is that?
That's the not enough beer variant.
The year is 2029, and we are on the 30th variant.
Oh, yeah. They're just going to make it up as they go along, aren't they?
Well, they already have. That's what this whole thing's been about.
Every variant possible. What were they talking about there?
Beer. We were talking about beer for a second.
Oh, yeah. But I lost my train of thought
because I was talking about variants. I brought up variants.
Yeah, I've lost it, ladies.
You mean before the beer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot where we were.
Doing well today, aren't we? We're doing really well.
It's regroup.
It's a hangover thing that's kicking in. I think we need more beer.
Yeah.
I think that's the solution. I was saying in America they're very social in drinking, whereas back home in Scotland and Ireland, we just go crazy. We don't care about the taste. It's more to do with it. And when the Europeans moved over in the 1700s, the Germans were amazing at building everything. They built barns so they could make furniture, all that kind of stuff, be good with their hands. the English built churches so they could pray to God.
Wait, I thought that so they could take over the pagans.
And that as well. And the Scots and Irish built whiskey stills.
Yeah.
So they could have a party all the time. So there you go. That's our history.
Yep.
In a nutshell.
That pretty much sums it up.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get drunk and hear some music. It's good for the soul.
Definitely. So, yeah.
You're not doing very well today, Sky.
I know.
What is our generation going to build?
I don't know. I just want to go supernova and call it good and be done with everything. Yeah. I'm done with this world and this lifetime.
Well, creativity has been taken away from people.
Right.
You know, and it's all machinery, isn't it? It's all...
Well, and yeah, everything's already being replaced by robots and automation, and that doesn't even get into the whole...
Some people would say the Germans are like robots the way they are because they're very... You know, tunnel vision. If they've got something to do, they'll do it. They build the best cars, they build the best furniture.
Why are we talking about Germans all the time?
I don't know.
Today?
Yeah.
Are you like having flashbacks or something?
Yeah.
You still channeling?
Yeah. I wasn't the Wehrmacht, so I have to stick up for the Germans. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As I say, the Germans may have lost the Second World War, but the Nazis didn't.
That's true.
They just moved
That's
to America.
True. They just moved them all to America.
Yeah.
CIA took over and infiltrated the whole world.
Yeah.
That's where we are right
NASA
now.
They put their doctors in the White House. And
yeah.
Scientists.
And all this, you know, Vendelet, was this the doctor that used to do experiments on children? And,
through the CIA?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With that was through MKUltra, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where it started. It started in Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
And then the Americans took them on.
They
board.
Shifted it. Yeah. Same organization, just different letters to it.
Different badge.
Yeah.
So
different logo.
Well, CIA means KGB anyway,
doesn't
it? I mean, it's the same thing, right?
Well, they don't really operate under any nationality.
Well,
no, it's because it's
like,
all worldwide.
Yeah.
It's part of the global elite. Yeah,
and the Britain has their own CIA. What is it called again? Something six
or MI6.
MI6.
Yeah. MI5 is equivalent to the FBI, and MI6 is equivalent to the CIA. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah.
That's from James Bond or something.
They're
MI6.
They're all connected.
Yeah.
Sean Connery, the best James Bond ever.
Yeah. Yes, I agree with that.
Although Daniel Craig's pretty good.
I'm partial to the Michael Myers one.
Which one's that? How did that one go, Michael Myers?
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers. Yeah, that was good. Mini-me,
Yeah, that was good. So,
Scott, are you going to talk about anything spiritual today, or are you just going to...
Well,
I don't know.
My head's kind of all over the place.
I think your head's
I'm...
in the coolants in Nihilus Sky, to be honest.
Yeah, it could be.
I think it's covered in snow. It's a bit fluffy.
No pun intended, right?
No pun intended whatsoever. No.
Thanks.
Your altitude's a bit higher than ours. So. But the air's a lot thinner up there.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty thin up here, let me tell you. That's why I gotta suck oxygen all the time.
I'm glad you said suck oxygen. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's funny because going up on a ski lift, I'm always, you know, yawning. I'm constantly yawning because the altitude gets higher and higher. Your brain, like, gets less and less oxygen, so it forces that. Breathe that oxygen in.
Yeah.
So I always, like... Yeah. The whole way up, I'm always yawning.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else. Do you ski?
Never skied.
Neither one of you have ever skied.
Not on a real mountain, at least.
What do you mean on a real mountain? What
like,
you,
I've done cross country,
okay.
Which is...
Oh, that's not skiing.
No.
That's, yeah.
And
but that's hard work, though. That cross country is like...
Yeah, I don't see the enjoyment in that.
I hated it. I went once when I was a kid, and it was the worst time of my life. I was like, no, I will never do this again.
Just all sweaty. You know, like, this
is... I couldn't even stand up on the stupid things.
Yeah.
I water ski, I downhill ski, you know, my whole life as a kid. I started when I was, like, old enough to walk. And I could not stand up on these cross-country skis.
You could be Polish, we'll call you sky ski.
No. Maybe we'll take a trip.
No, I've never done the skiing myself, to be honest. No. Toboggan. We've done toboggan. Oh no, it's tobacco. That's
I was gonna say, what are you
doing? I know, I'm just talking smack as you say.
I know, yeah. So that brings up a whole nother thing. We'll talk about snow for a second, since you got my head in the clouds and it's snowy. Yeah, in the mountains. So yeah, that anybody tested any of the snow? Well, we did. We did that one test. Right. And it just goes to prove all over the country people are coming up with testing. Melting. It won't melt. Under you have a flip? Snowball
right.
And it won't melt, and turns black it and it smells like burning
paraffin, as we would call it back home.
Yeah, like an electrical fire.
Have you ever smelled paraffin?
Yeah.
Tilly light lamp.
So I didn't get a chance when we were talking about this earlier. So I've seen both sides of it, right? So I've seen tons of those videos where people are grabbing a snowball or ice and they're holding like a lighter or a torch to it. And, you know, explaining the same thing you guys did. And then I saw people who, you know, scientifically showed why that takes place.
Mm-hmm.
And they used, I can't remember what they used, but they used a different heating source that wasn't with like butane or anything.
Okay.
And it was different. It had a different effect. So that, and I can't remember how they explained it, but it was something along the lines of because of the chemicals and the butane in it, it caused that.
That's
snow.
Why I used a match.
You used a match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did, because I thought of that. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try something different. And it did the same thing.
She put her white coat on, her white lab coat, and she says, I'm scientifically right. Sorted this out. And she did. I remember doing that. Yeah.
My scientific brain, I'm like,
But were your glasses edged on the like end of your nose?
Well, you know, like, here's the thing. I didn't have my glasses on, so...
Wow.
That could be the problem.
Right.
So you sure it was a match then?
Yeah, well, I thought it was.
Yeah. But yeah, I remember you
it
doing
was a
that.
COVID anal swab.
That's what it was.
Yeah, that's what it really was.
I actually hit it.
Honestly.
Because you were using that on me, weren't you? So I hit a few notes that I had a few notes that I never hit before when I was singing. Yeah.
Now I had to get you to hit those high notes.
I was the fourth member of the Bee Gees, wasn't I? Yeah.
Oh, God.
There you go, yeah.
We digress.
The conversation's gone downhill. We're talking totally about skiing again.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, what were you saying about the snow? Sorry.
No, that's what I was going to bring up, you know, snow and... But it brings me to way back in the 60s, out in the Midwest, okay? Southern Midwest area. There was... This is long before you guys ever existed.
Yeah, because you've got years on us.
I got years on you guys.
We'll just go to sleep for a couple of minutes.
There were snowstorms that were out of the norm, like totally bizarre, freakish storms that dumped, you know, so much snow and such cold that people literally kind of like froze in place.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
And you know, so you know it wasn't normal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then that videos of this actually came up. There was a documentary that was done on this after the whole Texas freeze that we just went through.
Uh-huh.
So you know, you're getting into the whole weather manipulation and the cloud seeding and HAARP.
HAARP.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just.
Yeah, there's a lot to be questioned about all of that.
Yeah.
I find it interesting that it was predicted that we were going to have a really bad winter.
Yeah.
And it didn't turn out to be so bad. Yeah, so I noticed, you know, this year. Winter was a little easier on us, aside from the couple weeks that were brittle temperatures, you know.
Yeah, it was a very mild winter. Yeah. It was nice.
And they were saying otherwise.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the snow was different. We didn't have that, like, really heavy...
Oh, I think it was because it was all...
Right.
Nanotechnology. But you're right, though. I mean, that we didn't have the amount of snow that we normally have. We didn't have the cold that we normally have. I mean, it's been very mild. The whole month of January, you know, the pond was still...
The seasons, it seems like the seasons have shifted, if you like. Because it was the same back in Scotland, because our winters were really mild up till maybe February. And then you'd get the gales and the harsh winds.
So do you think the globalists are trying to say the global warming even more and more so they can push their agenda through to block out the sun and erase our carbon footprint?
Well, did you say to erase carbon, which is us?
I know.
I didn't say footprint, like, just say want to erase carbon. So, yeah, I definitely think that's happening, yeah. So they can push that agenda through with the Great Reset and all this kind of carry on. So they can push that aspect to it. They're saying it's because of human beings.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That it's happening. But this has been happening for nearly 2 decades, and it's not just Earth. It's happening in Mercury, Pluto.
Right.
Their weather has changed.
I've heard that too, but what I was thinking is that they're creating... I mean, I think all of our weather for the last 50 years has all been created, honestly. Okay. I don't think it's been real or natural. Maybe some of it's natural, but for the most part, I don't think it has been. That's my downloads. That's my intuition, I'll just say that. And I think that they're doing that to push forward, you know, oh my God, our ice caps are melting, we need to block out the sun, we need to erase the carbon, blah, 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 you know, just so they can put their, you know, agenda through for basically eradicating the human race.
Yeah. The populace, yeah.
And I think that we're coming up to the, you know, the end times. But I've also just recently heard a couple of psychics do, you know, basically other psychics touch in with their, you know, their guides and higher selves and asking questions about the weather modification and HAARP. And I heard one woman say that, oh yeah, they're going to dismantle HAARP. It's coming down. It's controlled by China right now is what she was getting. And it's going to basically when the White Hats win, blah, 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 if that ever happens, that would be one of the things that would be dismantled, you know, HAARP would be gone, and I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? Anybody?
Yeah, I mean, so I think that HAARP is, it's a form of, like, the free energy weapon that I think Tesla discovered or created. I think that there's some, you know, connection to that, and they're using that to, you know, create a lot of these things that take place. A lot of the earthquakes, I think, too, and hurricanes and things of that.
Yeah, totally.
So it could be one of those things where it's being used by, you know, the black hats for that, but it could be something that they're gonna turn around and use it for good, you know, to produce free energy. Because I'm sure it's, you know, they could probably look at that and say, you know, instead of dismantling this, I think we could use it to benefit, you know, and find a different way to transmit energy.
That's a different take on it, you know. And I've heard that, you know, all the new 5G towers that have gone up are going to be all Tesla and the, you know, the 375,000 satellites in orbit are going to be the, you know, that's I've just recently heard that that's all the White Hats doing all that. So I, you know, and I don't buy into it. I'm sorry. Right. I don't buy into any of that. I don't even buy into the whole HAARP thing being... I don't know, I could be. I could be wrong. It's just my gut instinct, you know, it's my...
But it's the same as the spacecraft that come into our atmosphere, our Earth, and people are going, how do they have that technology? And I don't think the cabal care about, you know, in the there's UFOs or there's interplanetary species coming in. What they don't want you to know is how their technology could benefit human society.
Right.
Right.
Because they're, well, how are they can managing to come thousands of light years away in a matter of seconds, yet we're still running in oil and petrol. And
right.
So the elite don't want you to know about that side of it because they can't patent it, if you like.
Right.
Yeah, they can't get rich off of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that, and I think that, you know, keeping what we know about technology, life, you know, powers and everything, you know, if we discover that, then people start cracking open and breaking through the matrix and they lose mm-hmm. their power.
Yeah,
so,
yep.
You know, they have to try to keep us dumb and living in the system.
Easy to control.
Right.
Easy to control. I'm just thinking back there. Now, there's a company called Kinetic, which is an American company. Mm-hmm. I think it's one. Yep. They're in the islands of Scotland. And my brother was a security guard there.
Is that a GE company? Or is it? No, that's Warren Buffett owns that,
well,
doesn't it?
It's to do with weaponry and
engineering
and all that kind of stuff. And because the next step is America from where our islands are, so they used to have a lot of frigates and destroyers out there, and they would test the drones, they'd fire off rockets. But there was one time then they stopped you getting into a certain area in the islands that was like a 10-mile radius. And I said to my brother, how come everybody's getting stopped and they're not allowed to go down this road? He says they were testing a new weapon that when you turned this switch, it would cut out everybody's
EMP.
Oh yeah, they use that in the military currently.
Yeah, that's been going on for a while.
It was kind of weird. The you know, they'd come for maybe a month and then they'd go away again. The people from America.
Yep.
And I remember they were testing one day and the clouds, they left a circle in the clouds. It was like somebody had, made a hole, like with a drill bit or whatever.
Wow.
Right above where their places.
Right.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. So I was saying to my brother, did you see that day? And it was just like a perfect circle amongst the clouds. Because we do get a lot of clouds in Scotland, as you know. And it was just like somebody drilled a hole in the sky.
Yep.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And it was... but a lot of things... If I tell my brother's name, he'll probably get taken out because he shouldn't be telling me these kind of things.
Yeah, we won't say that. We won't give any information.
Yeah, because... test a lot of weapons in the island.
Yeah, that's crazy. Now, do you think that your clouds in Scotland are natural, or do you think that...
You can tell when they're natural, and you can tell when... Because we're on the flight path to America.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll allude to the day I was driving. I was a delivery driver, and it was the most beautiful day ever. It was about 10 o'clock in the morning. The sky was absolutely blue, which you don't see very often without a cloud. And then two jets came over within the space of, you know, maybe a minute of each other flying out, and they dispersed whatever, and it just blanketed.
Yeah.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. Because I'm into the geoengineering, and I just watched them, and just left it, and it just blanketed the island. It was crazy. From being, blue.
Right.
To all of a sudden, it was like people were going, oh, the fog's coming in. I'm going, that's not fog. That just came off two planes that have just come over.
Wow. And, you know, that brings us right to what we just experienced a couple of days ago here in our neck of the woods.
Yeah.
The whole state was just littered with chemtrails.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so bad. I've never seen it that bad before.
Yeah, that was on Tuesday.
Yep.
Remember, every jet that was going over, it was just...
Oh, yeah, it was bad even where I was at, and I had several people from all over the state.
Did you have people texting you?
Yeah,
you know,
I did.
Yeah, I did too. Yep.
Did you see that? Or are you seeing it in your area? Yep. And we would exchange photos, and it was everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
It's crazy.
You know, anyone trying to say it's a conspiracy theory... Fuck off.
Yeah.
It's
totally
not.
Fuck off. Yeah, because
it's every... Why would they be doing it all over the state in different areas at the same time? Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you go weeks without seeing a plane fly by without
having
a trail?
And then all of a sudden you get 5,000
going in different directions.
Yeah. Well, ours were actually all in the same direction. It was weird. It was just all...
They're all coming over this way. Yeah.
I showed you the video earlier of the one that was going straight down.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, some crazy stuff going on.
They were making like grids in the sky.
Yep. That's what it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had like several guitars in the sky.
It was like...
like guitar strings.
Six strings.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then
another six, and then a couple the other direction.
And saying that, I mean, when you tell somebody back home where I'm from, two planes have just... blanketed the ground with mist or fog.
Poison, yeah.
Are you off your head?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Yeah, you're not. Like you said, but they're going, oh, the mist rolled in, and you're going, are you off your head?
Yeah,
you fucking know it did.
Well,
it
was interesting gorgeous. Thing. Yeah, I mean, well, I walked the dog that morning, and the sky was absolutely amazing. Not a cloud in the sky, not a plane in the sky, and we hadn't had planes for, like you said, a couple of weeks.
It
was nothing.
It's like they all came out at once.
And then all of a sudden, an hour later, I look out, and there's just it's just covered in streaks, and just I couldn't believe it. And then it went on all day.
Yeah,
it did.
It's like they've saved it up. Well, we haven't done it because of the. Pandemic, so now we'll go
it was weird though, but the thing that I noticed here is we talked about this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The what happened was after a couple hours the sky would be clear again.
Mm.
And then they would come and do the same thing. And it would be covered,
which
and then all of a sudden the sky would be clear again.
Which is unusual for chemtrails, because usually they linger.
Well, and I think what was
they
happening...
They slowly dissipated, probably.
These weren't dissipating, though. I mean, you saw them where you were. They weren't dissipating. And everybody, all of the states said the same thing.
Right.
But it was almost like we're in, like, this little pocket right here that we're being protected. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm
going, like, off-world again.
Because we were saying, how come it's got so clear so quickly?
Yeah, because you could see, you know how, you know, like you were saying, the cloud, you know what clouds are chem clouds and what are natural.
Yeah.
And those were there, but then all of a sudden, you know, a couple hours later, they were gone. It was crystal clear blue again, but everybody else was saying, no, it's not here. So it was almost like there was this bubble over our area. And I think, you know, I talked about back in the early 90s when I used to take, you know, real photographs, not from a phone, but from a camera, and have them, you know, what do you call them? Get them developed.
Mm.
I still have some of those kicking around, and you can see, you know, the X's and the grids but there's these little spaceships in the photos, literally these little spaceships in the photos. And
like orbs.
Maybe. No, these were like little black triangles.
Okay.
And they were, it was almost like they were clearing the air.
They were like a vacuum.
It was swamp Doritos.
Swamp Doritos. Oh, okay.
Mystery solved.
Is that a new flavor?
It's not swamp gas. Swamp Doritos.
Wow, we've moved on. From
look here in this light.
Yeah, click, little flashy.
Well, there we go. Problem solved. There
Problem
you go,
solved,
ladies and gentlemen.
Give her a Doritos.
So,
happy memory.
Yeah.
That's funny because that was when the black SUVs were sitting out in front of the driveway back then, too.
Of course.
Oh my god. Yeah, crazy shit was happening back then. But I think, you know. I've been feeling this like energetic frequency over the house and the area over the past week. And there was one night a few nights ago where everything was just like dead silent. It was almost like, it's almost like somebody came up to me and said, here, you can put these little earmuffs on for the night. So everything was shut down and it felt like I was in like this little cocoon. I don't know if you felt it or not.
If I'm playing the drums, probably not in the cocoon.
Yeah,
I'm in my own cocoon.
Yeah. It was really weird. So I don't know. I just want to add that I think there are spaceships up there, you know, keeping an eye and trying to clean up the area, clean up the air, helping us out. Our cosmic families around.
But that's
Indigo Warrior, you're shaking your head at that. You're like, nah, I'm not feeling that.
No, I'm not disagreeing. I think that the most you know, the best way you can approach anything is to admit that you just don't know.
Yeah. Right.
So I don't know. It's definitely a possibility. I'm willing to accept anything as a possibility. So that's just how
you have to look at it. That's because you're a critical free thinker.
Right.
Yeah. That's why.
And that's the best way to look at it, because sometimes you can't explain anything.
But what? Right. So, but what I was actually thinking of while I'm sitting here like pondering was I'm thinking of all these people that are buying into the global warming and wanting to throw our money at it. And I'm thinking, well, you know, I wonder how pissed they would, ETs would be that, you know, they're dumping all this money into global warming when they're the ones doing the work. Not getting dime
of it. Yeah, wait a minute, that's mine. Maybe, right. I'm the one helping you out here, you know, I'm cleaning up your atmosphere.
Solar panels all around the, right. around the yeah. draft, you know. Because the worst, they try to sell us this in Scotland, right? The solar panels. Are you having a fucking laugh?
In Scotland, where it's always cloudy and it's always raining.
Right.
And you're going, and you're trying to sell us, and people are buying them. And you're going, oh yes, so I did. And you said, will this work for you? Oh, it'll work in 10 to 15 years' time, we'll get the benefits. I said, they'll be taking it down in 10 to 15 years' time. They'll have something else. So they've sold it to the people back home, and you're like,
oh my God.
You know, you know, solar definitely has its purpose.
Without a doubt.
But,
yeah.
You know, obviously they're going to try to take advantage of the money aspect of it. It's a great emergency tool, you know, to have if you lose power or something goes down as a backup.
But the funny thing is, with Gates' project here, the Scopex project, you know, you're not going to have sunlight. So what's the point of having a solar panel?
Right. Yeah. Can they pick what their narrative is? Because
they're so contradictive. Yeah. It drives me insane. It just totally blows my mind. And that people buy into it. When they've got, you know, they've got this agenda over here, they're targeting this, but yet they throw in this is what we need to do. We need to go green, go global, you know, and, you know. Mm. And it's like, wait a minute, it doesn't work.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same as these wind turbines they put up.
Right.
I've seen them put, and they look absolutely hideous in the beautiful landscape of Scotland when you've got all these wind turbines. And most of them don't work. Most of them don't even revolve. You're like, what a waste of...
Yeah, well, when they break down, they cost tens of thousands of dollars to fix.
Yeah.
And it takes months to fix it because you can't get to them half the time.
They sold one of those windmills in my city, and the town was, or the city was all about it. And I think they spent over $1 million for it, taxpayer money. I don't even think it ran for 6 months, and it's literally been sitting there doing nothing for years now. And it's an eyesore, and it's built there permanently.
It looks awful.
And I've heard stories about... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say to Indigo, the same company that put them up, in 10 years' time, it'll be the same company that comes and takes them down.
Of course.
Because they're going to make it.
They get paid to put it up. Now they're getting paid to take it down. They get paid to put something else in there.
Once people start going, oh, that looks awful. It's been sitting there doing nothing. Don't worry. I'll start another company that's with a different name, and we'll take them down.
Yeah, and that's already in the works before they've even built the one. Yeah. You know, but what I was going to say to piggyback on top of that, the frequency and the vibration that it sends out is damaging to animals and humans.
That's right,
I mean, it's, you know, people who have one in their backyard have like heart conditions and like all kinds of shit going on with their physical body, and they can't figure it out. Okay, take the frequency away. Take that vibration away. Eradicate that, and then
you'll find out. You can
exactly. Yeah. Well, it's a lot like the smart meters that they put on your houses and you know, everything that they're doing, all the technology has a frequency that's fucking with our own biological electromagnetic fields. And that's... Oh my God. You guys hear that?
My head is like...
Can you feel that? Womp, womp. Can you feel that pressure?
Yeah.
No. Oh,
I've got a thick skull.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. You gotta explain right now, because my head hurts so bad. I can't
even explain it. It was like when you started talking about it, all of a sudden I found just intense pressure in my like... fore and upper head. Just like almost like an unnatural frequency.
And I can, my ears are plugged right now. It's almost like it's like going up on the chairlift again. You know, my ears are plugged. Mm-hmm. I can hear like this vibrational frequency in there, and my head is freaking on fire.
Yep, I feel it.
I'm sorry, Lindsay. I don't. But
you know when you kind of just swallow and your ears click?
Yeah.
Or pop, yeah.
Yeah, like yep. Pressure. An aircraft or whatever. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm not feeling that. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not feeling it.
What's that all about?
What the fuck just happened? All right, that's crazy. I mean, we're sitting here talking about the frequencies and how it's fucking with our body, and all of a sudden I get like hit with this wall.
I'm imagining it, and then I looked at you, and I was like, no. And then you said something, I'm like, okay.
I'm just... My head is about ready to just cave in right now. It's so bad.
Well, I want to stop for a break.
Yeah, let's take a break. I gotta fix my head. It's insane. All right, well, folks, we'll be right back. We'll go to the pub and have a few drinks.
Then my head will be popping.
We'll be right back, guys. All right, we're back. My head's coming back a little bit. What about yours?
Yeah.
Yeah. It took a few minutes. Glass of water. So we were talking about frequencies. So let's...
Are we not supposed to?
I don't know. It's like one of those things is that... usually when I get downloads and messages, I get a ping and then I start getting visions and hearing things, you know, voices in my head.
You've got mail.
You've got mail. Exactly. This was different. This was completely different. I don't know. We were talking about aliens and, you know, UFOs. I don't know. Maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe it has something to do with what I was saying, what happened the other night with that whole, you know, all of a sudden...
That bubble.
Yeah, that bubble. This was more intense than that.
Mm-hmm.
This was like, you know, like my head was underwater.
Mm.
Crazy stuff that we're actually talking about something and then all of a sudden it, like, we have this physical reaction to it and a sense of... I mean, that's not... Oh, yeah. See, I'm getting more stuff. I'm getting... Now I can... It's like this intense wave of vibrations coming at me in my head, and it's giving me a headache. Are you getting it too?
I feel just fuzzy, you know?
Yeah, this is crazy. All right, so let's not talk about that anymore.
Let's get off frequencies.
One doesn't like it.
It's almost like... We were talking about how the windmill frequency affects people.
Right.
It's almost like that's what we're getting right now. I don't know about you, but it's that sound of that vibration.
And just to go into that, I know maybe you don't want to talk about it today, but the older generation back home, when they got windmills behind a school area or whatever, it was the older generation that would say, I can't get to sleep at night because that bloody windmill.
Yeah.
So that's going to affect you mentally anyway, because if you're not sleeping... you're going to be a wee bit off key. But it's the younger generation don't notice it because their minds are so busy with phones and computers. But the older generation are going, I can't get to bloody sleep at night because that bloody windmill.
Mm.
So it's affecting the older ones.
Yeah.
So that was just another
way
of looking
more
at
sensitive,
it.
Maybe.
Well, because the older generation have always got better senses than the younger generation.
Right, because the younger generation is consumed with their devices.
Going on, but even talking about...
And not their addictions. physical devices.
My granny, for instance, and when my sister was with my granny once, and this is in the probably late 60s, and my granny pushed her aside in one of these dirt tracks, and she says...
Oh, you told me this
story.
She
pushed her away. And my sister, what the heck's going on? And then she took her back again and she went, what was it, Granny? She goes, a funeral procession went past. My sister was like, I didn't see anything. And my granny sensed it.
So it was like a ghost town,
And this is why all the... Because I remember as a kid, all the ghost stories, when people used to come round to your house and, you know, they'd have a few beers with your parents and they would talk ghost stories. And now it's a reality because in them days, we didn't really have television.
Right.
You didn't really have anything going on. There was no street lights where you were from. So the ghost stories were prevalent with every gathering, you know. So when you were a kid, you know, and you shouldn't be listening, but you're hearing all these ghost stories. You're terrified. But their senses were far greater than what we had. They could, you know...
Well, and I think that's, you know, a big part of that is they didn't have all these unwanted, you know, being bombarded with all these frequencies that from all the devices and, you know, you're talking the first thing that came out on was the microwave.
Yeah, well, can I use the word interference?
Interference. That's exactly what it is.
It's interference. It's like when... I don't know if you can remember, Indigo, I don't know if you remember, you may be young, but when your telly used to go off and you used to get that...
Yeah, the
black
static.
And white dots.
The static.
And that's what's going
on. What was the name of that movie with the little girl? Remember the
Exorcist.
Little girl?
The Exorcist?
No.
No?
No, that wasn't it.
Poltergeist.
Poltergeist,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. She'd sit in front of the TV and the snow and the TV.
Well, my mother always said, we always thought my mum was mad anyway, but she would say, see that television? It's the bloody devil. It's corrupting all your minds.
So she knew back then it was all propaganda bullshit.
Yeah, because she would is read books, my mum.
I'm having a deja vu. Do this on our last podcast?
No. She would sit in the kitchen, and my dad would watch the news, and all she would do is curse that television. And it's not till what's gone on recently I'm going, Mom
she was
right.
Right. She was right.
As soon as you put your... I can remember clearly going, when she's reading her book and then she'd look at you in the glasses. Remember you were talking about the glasses?
Yeah.
It's corrupting everybody's mind. But, you know, and she was saying this all in the Gaelic language, obviously.
Right.
But it's corrupting your mind. Look at your father. He's corrupt. Watching that nonsense, you know, and she was so right.
Mm-hmm.
Even though at the time we go, shut up, mum, you don't know what you're talking about.
It's kind of funny because if someone had said that to me when I was younger, then I would have looked at him sideways. But
yeah.
If someone says that to me today, I'm like, oh my god, you get it.
Yeah,
you know. So I totally agree.
Yeah, and I have to say, my oldest sister Delina, she's. She's a bit of an alcoholic, if you like, but she doesn't have any televisions in the house. She just listens to the tranny, the radio, for music and whatnot. And I think it's because she's on a spiritual level, but she doesn't know how to talk about it. She feels trapped.
Yep.
You know, and I think that also reflects with the drinking as well. You know, when you feel you're lost.
Yep.
And nobody's listening to you.
Yep, nobody's on your frequency.
Yeah. Well, I stayed with her for a month back in 2008, and it was great. No television, nothing. It was nice, peaceful.
Nice.
She's always cooking. She's an amazing cook. Always cooking, but she always had a glass beside her when she's doing this. There was red wine in every dish that we used to have.
Right.
And
I can relate to that.
Yeah, but she was, you know, and at the time I'm going, she's crackers, but she's not crackers, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
She's just needing somebody to be on the same wavelength as her.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny you talk about, you know, how your mom knew everything was propaganda.
Yeah.
My oldest son used to tell me, you know, it's all propaganda, Mom. Don't listen to that. Don't pay attention to that. Yeah. That's propaganda. Be like, you're crazy. Yep. He was the one. Did you guys ever watch any of the Zeitgeist movies?
Yeah, I've seen a couple
Zeitgeist.
Of them. Yeah.
Oh, Indigo Warrior. And you need to watch these Zeitgeist. Yeah. They're documentaries about all this stuff, but these were done years ago.
Huh.
So my son was the one that turned me on to him years ago. He's like, yeah, you want to know all propaganda bullshit? Here, watch this. And he was like, you know, early teens back then. So,
I probably saw a lot of it, like in clips here and there, but just not in its full forms.
Yeah, I think the first one certainly lasts about 2 hours.
Yeah, they're full length. I think they're at least an hour and a half, 2 hours long, maybe. I don't really remember. They were on Netflix for a while.
We're just talking about the media and propaganda. They're advertising delivery systems. Really. That's what's paying them. They're not telling you anything about news. They're just going advertisements for hair, for deodorants, cars, drugs.
Well, America's all about the pharmaceuticals. Yeah.
That's all you're getting nowadays. You don't get anybody writing about news.
Speaking of pharmaceuticals, this turned us right back to where we were talking earlier before we just started restarted our recording about the vaccine and why, you know, why is Trump pushing this? Why is he still, you know, I think his speech a couple weeks ago, I think really deflated a lot of people.
Yeah.
I think it kind of like was a hard blow for them to hear him still push the vaccines.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, that's rough.
Yeah, because people are, I think people always in nature look for a hero or a messiah to, you know, for somebody to look up to reflect off, and he didn't deliver it, and I think it was sort of the final sucker punch, if you like.
Yeah, maybe a lot of those people were still looking for that aha speech, you know, that message in there to tell you, hey, you're all going to be saved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
And it's interesting, you're talking about your friend there being very Christian and how now he's like really gone down that, you termed it as blackpilled now.
Yeah, a lot of people are blackpilling themselves over what's going on right now.
And that's interesting where I just had this thought, okay, so he's Christian, but he's not turning to God. Faith, he's not turning to his faith to say, look, you don't look to another man to save you.
Right.
You know, God's the one that's going to come save you. You would think that they...
Yeah. And he, you know, he knows that. It's just, I mean, no one's perfect no matter what you practice as far as, you know, controlling your mind, right?
Right.
I mean, we all have our abilities, and even we sit here and question things and wonder and lose hope for a little bit.
Yeah.
Or lose faith, I should say.
Yeah.
And the same thing happens, you know, with Christians and people that fear God. You know, it's you do remove fear, but you're doesn't mean you're not going to be fearful, you know. And it's kind of just having to hold on to that faith, and you're going to be tested constantly.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, you don't just decide to have faith and then okay, everything's peachy, right?
Yeah,
you're going to constantly be tested and put through, you know, tribunals and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So you know, I really feel for him, and a lot of people too, because we're looking and we're waiting patiently and nothing's happening. Well, a lot's happening, but nothing's happening where it's
out
giving
us
a confirmation, right?
Right, right.
And so a lot of us are starting to get worried because nobody's got a plan, and you've got a massive amount of people that are just so deeply brainwashed and asleep, and the rest of us are trying to, you know, educate people how serious this is. And it's overwhelming, it's draining.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, I think he feels as though there's a lot of things going in his life wrong, so it's all piling up. And you know, I've been there too, and you just kind of start to lose your faith a little bit.
You get
bit.
That defeated.
Yeah. But I feel like, you know, whatever savior is coming, you know, I can't predict it or say I know one way or the other, but if there was something coming to pull us out of this, it's not going to look good and good and good and good and then happen. It's going to be bad and bad and bad and be the worst we've ever seen and then happen. Mm. You know, I think that would have to be pushed so far to the brink that would, you know, react some situation where we would be saved.
Yeah.
I don't think things start to look better and better and better. I think they look worse and worse and worse, and then...
I kind of agree with you on that. I think this whole thing is meant to wake up the human race, and it's meant to put... I mean, it's like an addict. You can't get rid of your addiction. You can't stop drinking. You can't stop doing all the drugs until you hit rock bottom. Where is rock bottom? You may have to hit it several times over and over and over again before you're finally at the point where, you know, you've died and come back to life. Sometimes that happens with people. And that's that wake-up call that you need to say, oh, fuck, I've got to change my life. Or
it's
the light switch moment.
Yeah, it's literally. And I think that's what we're up against right now. And every individual person has a different threshold for that.
Right, exactly.
And I think, you know, when we become so attached to an outcome, that anchors us in that perspective of things, and that's where we get that backlash of feeling defeated and oh my God, I have nothing else to, you know, what do I hold on to now? My faith is gone. And but if you try to become detached from that outcome, you stand more in your power, and you feel like you can pretty much handle just about anything because you have no expectations and you're ready for whatever's going to come at you. You know, if you need to, you know, pick up your arms and go open up a can of whoop ass on somebody, you can do that.
Yeah.
But if you're defeated and you get to that point and you feel like your perception of the outcome didn't happen and it's never going to happen, then you're going to be sucked into the downward spiral of the woe is me. And
there's already too much of that.
There's too much of that going on.
I think it can that can work in your benefit, because judging by myself, I've hit the gutter before.
It can.
And there's only one way to go after that.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's up.
Yeah.
So you actually don't care what people are going to say. You don't really... your mind goes, well, what have I got to lose now?
Right. Exactly.
So this is what we could be talking about here.
That's what I'm saying. You have to hit rock bottom before you can...
get back up again.
Right. That's exactly what's happening. But the other thing is, I mean, we've talked about this many times. I mean, Trump is literally, he has... nothing to lose now and everything to gain.
No, he doesn't. He's lost
because,
everything.
Yeah, he's going to... And Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell and all these people that have come up against this, you know, the big machine and the evil.
Right.
You can't... When you have everything stripped from you and you have nothing but your... You know, you become completely humble and what's the word I'm looking for? Humiliated.
Right.
You experience humiliation to the deepest core. Mm-hmm. You have nothing to do but rise above that and, you know, take back your power.
Right.
You know, that's what they're fighting for. They're fighting for their own inner power and that of America mm-hmm. and the world. You know, and I think we can't give up. But becoming detached from the outcome is going to help, you know, those people who are strong enough to keep going and be able to reach down and pull up those people who have hit rock bottom.
We have to help them because we've been in that situation ourselves.
Yeah, and that's what Trump's doing right now. I mean,
Indigo's friend there who's hitting rock bottom. We're the kind of people that
maybe
need to get you through it, because one day he might help us through it.
Right.
Yeah, and it's true. I've been there too, and he's been a positive force and vice versa. And so, yeah, it's a support.
Yeah, it's a balancing act. Yeah. You know, we're all there to help each other. You know, and that just comes down to humanity, to be honest.
Well, and this is why we have to experience what we're experiencing right now, because our humanity is gone.
I know it's necessary. It just sucks.
Yeah, I mean, we've been stripped of all of our humanity.
Right.
Where's the compassion? Where's the love? Where's the kindness? Yeah. Where's the, you know, the friendship, the camaraderie? All of that has been taken away from us. Over the years, over the decade, the last few decades. I mean, where is that gone? You got your brother against brother, and fighting in black against white and all this divide that the cabal has been pushing us towards for this moment alone.
Yeah, exactly.
So now is the time when we've got to take back our humanity, and the only way to do that is to completely hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
And I think that's what this whole, you know, stick to the plan is all about.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the plan.
Well, sometimes when you're talking, you know how passionate you are. Sometimes that drains me.
And you know, I know it does.
Listen, honey, I can't listen to any more of it. My head is ready to explode because I don't know what's right, what's wrong, what's true, what's false. And you have to sometimes just...
shut the door on it.
You have to zoom out on it, you know.
And then get back to it gradually again. It's it's all about losing, as your friend was saying, losing faith, and you do lose faith. But God Himself always said, "You will lose faith, but you've got to keep strong." It's
your faith will be tested.
Yeah, all of us. You were saying that. All of us will test. This it's like going into troughs and.
Right.
And then it'll always be tested.
Yeah.
And you've got to try and keep positive. I know it's difficult.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. I mean,
it is.
I'm a strong-minded person, but even
that you are.
it still gets me down as well. You know, I try not to show it, but it does. It does.
And I just try to stay detached from the outcome because that's the one thing that keeps me balanced and looking at everything from, you know, in a multifaceted perspective. You got to look at every angle and basically just find the truth in it.
Right.
You know, and the truth is always going to be revealed. And evolution is inevitable, regardless.
Is this where we're at. Is that with humanity on the planet or without it?
That's part of evolution. It doesn't matter. That's what you have to look at. Evolution is inevitable. Is this the end of humanity? No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. I don't feel that anywhere in my being. Are we going to be going through huge trials and tribulations and experience pain and suffering more. Yes, I believe that. But I also believe that there is an end soon. And take all the other stuff out of it that I know from what's going on in the world and all the, you know, the outside external shit coming at me on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
I check in with myself. I check in with my soul. And I know that the truth is being revealed. And it's going to end soon. I do know that.
Yeah, I feel like the precipice is just about here. I mean,
I think we're almost at the tipping point.
Yeah.
I don't know. But again, I don't know what that looks like.
Right.
And I don't really care.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I think a lot of us, like, in this room and people like us are in the same spot where, like, we don't really care. Let's just get this on.
Yeah. Just show me what I need to do. Show me where we're going and we'll handle it as we come.
Right.
As we go, you know, as it comes at us. It's, you know, you got to find a way to navigate through the darkness.
Right.
And sometimes you can see a lot more in the dark than you can in the light.
Right.
Yeah.
Dark does not exist without light.
Right.
And that's what we as warriors are here for. You know, we're navigating in the darkness and we're there to light the torch for those who can't navigate through it.
Yep, exactly.
I agree with that totally.
Yeah. So for all of you people out there listening to us, just remember that. You're part of the light. You're part of the warriors, you know, in the darkness. We got to go into the dark and light the torch for people who can't see. We got to be the ones to reach down and pull them up when they hit rock bottom.
Support each other.
Talk about being an empath. Holy crap. Okay. I don't know if you guys can feel that or not, but I just...
I'm feeling very emotional.
I've never, ever gotten emotional on a podcast like this in an episode, and I don't know. I'm picking up all kinds of stuff right now. I must be, like, wide open. I'm picking up everybody's emotions. It's like the whole,
It's a nice feeling, though.
Yeah, it is.
It's a warm feeling.
Oh, we got this, guys.
Yeah,
you know, it's like somebody putting their arms around you.
Yeah, you know, I just sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
Yeah.
Nothing to be sorry about.
Oh shit. Oh, I'm not used to being on this receiving end of it.
Well, you're speaking and having faith, and we're getting repaid it with just this message that's come through just now.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but
it's my head's saying, don't worry, everything's going to be fine.
I feel like a lot of us too, and you know, even if we're empaths, we're also taking on all these other emotions that people aren't capable of having.
Absolutely, that's why we're doing it. That's why that's part of the reason why we're here. I believe that too. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're going to feel it for the planet. Mm-hmm. We're going to feel it. We're going to take it on. We're going to transmute it.
Yep.
My dad always used to say to me, you know, sometimes when I would look dejected, and he would always say to me, God, it looks like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders. Sometimes it felt like that, believe you me. Obviously, I wouldn't show that to other public people.
Right.
But to your parents or whatever, you can go... You know, you do that collapsing feeling, and that's what it felt like sometimes. And there was so much negativity around that you felt it.
Mm-hmm.
You felt it. You know, you're trying to bring people's spirits up. You know, as I say, it was a delivery driver, and just they just needed somebody to listen, and you'd be there.
Right.
You're just going to deliver a parcel. You're there for an hour, having a cup of tea, just listening to them spill out all their crap. And that's if you're helping one person, you know,
that's a beautiful thing.
Raising the vibration.
If you can change one person's life.
Yeah. And that's
That's powerful. That is so powerful.
You raise somebody's energy and then they raise someone's energy with it. And
the ripple effect.
It follows on. It's like a domino effect. Yeah.
Yep, it's like the waves in the pond.
Yep.
When you toss that stone in.
But that always used to stay with me when Dad going, you look like you're carrying the weight of the world in your shoulders now. I am.
Yeah.
True.
You know. So, yeah. But that was a lovely feeling that came in there.
That was pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. Again, it's saying, don't worry, everything's going to be fine.
Yeah. And that's what I was trying to say. It's like, this is how I feel every moment of every day. I try to stay in that vibration. It's a sense of knowing and trusting your higher self that everything is as it's supposed to be in the divine universe. I mean, you know, we talk about aliens and, you know, agendas and cabal and all the bullshit that's going on and politics, and it's like craziness. But like I said, just take all that away.
Right.
And find your happy place.
Happy place, yeah.
Find your happy place.
That, yeah.
And just know and trust that you're going to be given exactly what you need when you need to achieve what your goal is, and what your purpose is here. And I think that's, you know, a very strong message for people right now.
Yep.
To help people stay positive, stay centered, grounded.
Yeah. I feel absolutely terrific now.
Yep.
Yeah.
I feel like I go. Oh, did you stop it there?
No, we're still recording.
Me and Indigo are going to go to the pub. The most positive place you can be.
Yeah. So I think that's a good place to end this one.
Right. Never give up. That's my advice. Whatever it is, whatever you're doing for yourself and greater humanity, spreading positivity, even if you think it's not reaching someone, even if you think you're not getting through to someone, you know, it's when you give up that you're not successful. So,
I have something to add to that. Success is never achieved in the comfort zone.
Exactly.
So if you really want to make a difference and you really want to, you know, shift and change, help shift and change humanity's vibration right now, step out of your comfort zone.
Yep.
Don't hide away. You know, be that spiritual warrior that you're meant to be. Be that starseed. Be that light worker.
And saying that spiritual warriors are never in the comfort zone, to be honest.
No.
No.
We're not allowed to be.
No. And that's hence the name warrior. We're not allowed to be comfortable. We've got to help everybody as much as we can.
Yeah.
Not for our benefit, for their benefit.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that's good. I challenge everybody listening to try to make a difference in the next week.
Yeah.
No matter what that is.
Yeah.
In the smallest amount,
do biggest something amount. Nice for someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, just tell them to look good. Nice hair makes a big difference to somebody. Just
buy them a coffee.
Pay for their toll on the way through, you know, if they're behind you.
A small compliment. It's amazing what it does to people's spirits.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, if we can just reach our audience and have everyone in our audience do that, can you imagine the ripple effect from that?
Yep. Right.
So... Yeah. What do you think, guys? That was awesome.
That was beautiful. I'm very uplifted.
So let's check out on that note.
We'll speak to our patrons next week.
Just want to say thank you so much for listening. We appreciate everybody out there. You know, we don't do this for our own benefit. Well, we do, but we also do it for everybody else out there.
Therapy.
It's our therapy and it's your therapy if you need it. Share this, please. And just remember, again, this is all our stuff, our own thoughts and experiences and wisdom. Take what resonates with you and leave the rest behind. Over and out.
Hikiva.
Love.
Love, peace. Hikiva. If I died tonight, would the question still remain?